My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is more important than ever before. We have a lot of things coming at us at a much younger age, and to think that we have plenty of time to sit back and wait, guess what? We don't. And a lot of it is brought on by ourselves, by our lifestyle choices, by our food choices, you know, by the amount of sleep we get, by the amount of rest and relaxation we bring to ourselves, and also our mental balance, our mood. And, you know, do we tend to be more into a positive side, or do we tend to tiptoe and dwell in the negativity side of the world? These are all factors that we can control on our own. Obviously, there's many things we can't control, you know, but there are many things that we can, and just putting those in line and getting those in order can make a dramatic difference in the way you feel, the way you act, the way you look, and your actual state of good health. Well, good morning. It is the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember, you can tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry and always the relevant topics for today's world. I'd like to make sure that we're kind of keeping our finger on the pulse of what's going on in the health and nutrition field and in the world around us, because those are the issues that we should be talking about. And most of the time, they're, of course, the issues we don't talk enough about. Sometimes having a medical scare and having a bad blood workup, or, you know, God forbid, a terrible diagnosis, these things are very, very motivating because of fear. But maybe if we took just a little bit of better care of ourselves along the way, we might end up being in a better situation. So those are the things we talk about, and hopefully giving you a little bit more information to kind of store up and then, you know, come up with your own conclusions and then have that open dialogue with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and particularly your medical practitioners. So hopefully you'll walk away from the show every day with a little bit of more information to kind of put together your protocol, your regimen for where you are and where you're going moving forward. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. In today's world of confusion and jump to conclusions, we have a tendency to kind of hear a little bit about something and want to run with it without doing our homework. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, and they are your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. It's where you go to get your questions answered and to choose from the best of the best products in the nutrition marketplace, because product quality is more important than you know. Being able to have the availability of choosing from the best of the best, I mean, that gives us better hope that this time around we're going to be more successful with our ideas and our healthy journeys. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, meet the most knowledgeable staff, get your questions answered, and become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to give them a thumbs up and like them on Facebook, as well as visiting their webpage, which is stayhealthylasvegas.com. Well, in this industry that I've been in for now 40 years, A couple times during that time, we've had things that have created a lot of interest and a lot of hope and a lot of excitement. I remember when omega-3s really broke the market, and they have continued to dominate in the area of interest and, you know, health scientific studies. And I think pretty much everybody today knows about flaxseed oil and fish oil. Well, today we're going to be talking about CBD. I think CBD has really sparked the interest of people across the aisle. And although some people still attach it to a stigma of cannabis and other things, we're learning that they are so different. And it is a completely different chapter in the world of amazing available nutrients that are here for us to be able to truly make our health as good as it possibly can be, and maybe just be something that gives us a little bit of a better sense of well-being. And who doesn't need a little bit more of that in this crazy world? Barleen's has been in the industry now for over 30 years, and they are known as the oil specialist, and for them to create a new branch off the tree is very, very important, because not only do they listen to what's going on in the industry and do their research and listen to their reps and really see what's happening out there, and then they decide to do a lot of technical studies and background to find out whether or not this is something that they could bring not only to the industry and the consumer, but make a statement about quality and integrity, another statement, if you will. So today I'm going to talk about CBD, and I'm going to try to make sure that we discuss some of the things that are really important. If you've had a chance to go to the Barleen's webpage, please do so if you have not, barleens.com. It is loaded with great information, and it allows you to learn a little bit more, and they've really brought clarity to so many different areas. And CBD, they brought amazing clarity. So no matter what we think we know, learning a little bit more might help to reel it in and give us a more clear focus of what's going on with CBD. Now, CBD stands for cannabidiol, which is a compound extracted from the hemp plant. It is itself one of more than 100 unique compounds found in hemp, known as cannabinoids. Cannabinoids are known to promote good health and to keep us resilient to the changes in our environment. And while CBD is an incredibly safe and therapeutic component of cannabis, as its popularity grows, wow, so do all the misconceptions and the confusion and the frustration. Because, you know, there's so much excitement around CBD that sometimes that excitement kind of leads us to make hasty choices on product. And with those hasty choices, you may be choosing something that maybe wasn't formulated with standards that they should have been formulated with. Now, the reason that I say this is because in today's world, we have the choice of doing many different things. We can choose 100 different fish oils and 2,000 different CBDs. We want to make sure that when you make a nutritional product choice, that you're not only choosing from the best of the best, and there's a lot of great CBDs that are out there, but you're using something that will allow you to see the excitement and the benefits that people are talking about. What I've always been frustrated with in my long career is that when somebody chooses something, wanting and excited about benefits that other people they know are getting, and they make a hasty decision and choose a product that really can't bring all of that to the table, they get very frustrated, which turns on a negativity, which will many times lead them to say, well, I don't want to do any of that. None of it works. And there's nothing more frustrating than dealing with that kind of a mentality, because you didn't really do your homework. You really didn't ask the questions. Although you tried one avenue, it's one road. There's many, many other roads. And sometimes having the availability of being able to, well, you know, choose a right product, you're going to know the difference. And I want everybody to be able to feel and notice the difference so they can say, oh, I see what all the excitement's about. So a couple quick things before we get into these. We're going to talk about the top most frequently asked questions that are coming in. But I thought I would kind of throw this out there first. Hemp and marijuana come from the same plant family, but are completely different in function, cultivation, and application. Marijuana generally has a high level of THC, and it's used for medicinal or recreational purposes. Hemp contains a negligible amount of THC, but it's high in CBD and is used in dietary supplements, skin products, clothing, paper, and more. Just like oranges and lemons are both citrus, hemp and marijuana are both cannabis, but look different and have a different chemical makeup. So when you start thinking about CBD, you know, a lot of people have a lot of questions, and we'll be able to answer those in the top questions that that Barlean's has put together. And they have done a brilliant job of this. The marketing department for Barlean's has worked really hard to make sure that they have touched on all the questions that people will have about CBD. And if you go to their webpage, you'll be able to see these, and you'll be able to see the great answers that they put about. And I'm going to read through these with you today so that you get a better understanding. And at the same time, it's going to allow you to make better, healthier, more decisive decisions about not only knowing the background of CBD, but also knowing what kind of a product you may be wanting to look at depending on your individual makeup. So the first question is, what is CBD? I touched on this already, but I'm going to do it again. CBD stands for cannabidiol and is one of over 100 known phytocannabinoids that naturally occur in cannabis plants. It's also one of the most prolific cannabinoids found in hemp plants. CBD has very low THC, less than, and this is a number you're going to see a lot out there, 0.3% of THC, which is why CBD doesn't make people feel high. In fact, CBD can actually counteract the euphoric high feeling caused by THC. CBD continues to gain huge popularity as studies reveal its potential benefits for human health. Now, as you're reading and studying, I'm going to hit on some terms and words today that you're probably going to see in your reading, and it'll give you a better understanding of these. So when you see it, you'll say, oh, okay, he did talk about that. ECS is the endocannabinoid system. The human body is self-regulating. So kind of like a tightrope walker, it's constantly shifting to stay balanced and healthy, kind of a process, but it's actually a really clear process, and it's actually got a name called homeostasis. Now, one way our bodies maintain this homeostasis is via the endocannabinoid system, or the ECS. It keeps our bodies functioning optimally by adapting to change. The ECS, sometimes referred to as the master control system, is made up of receptors on cell membranes that regulate a variety of processes, including eating, sleeping, relaxation, and cognition. The ECS also assists in the body's overall recovery and repair. Our bodies naturally produce compounds called endocannabinoids, endo meaning inside, that bind to those receptors, like a key fitting inside of a lock. CBD hemp oil is a plant-based cannabinoid. And the thing about this is, when you think about plants, I don't think we really think about the power of plants. But the power of plants is amazing. And sometimes we have to remember that long before there was a drugstore on every corner and a pharmaceutical amber bottle for every drug that's out there, we had plants. Whether it was the leaves or the roots or the stalks or the flowers or the seeds, anything that came from them, that's where we were. So in some instances, we're going back to where we came from because I think we left some really good things along the way. So when you think phytocannabinoid, you think phyto, meaning plant. This acts upon cell receptors in a similar way to help activate the ECS. Now, within the body, we have things called receptors, and a receptor is something that is recepting of something that connects to it or comes in contact with it. Now, the two that we talk a lot about are CB1 and CB2. CB1, cannabinoid 1, is a receptor type in the endocannabinoid system believed to be located primarily in the brain and the peripheral nervous system, activated by all types of cannabinoids. CBD signals the body's natural mechanisms to activate those receptors to do more of what they do naturally. Now, CB2 or cannabinoid 2 is a receptor type in the endocannabinoid system believed to be located primarily in the peripheral tissues of the immune system, the gastrointestinal system, the peripheral nervous system, and to a lesser degree in the central nervous system. CBD signals the body's natural mechanisms to activate those receptors to do more of what they do naturally. You know, it sounds a little intricate, which it is, but I think what you'll do is when you have all this in your mind, you'll be able to say, I know exactly which thing and which product and which process of delivery that I should be using. So what is a cannabinoid? Cannabinoids are compounds that activate cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2, including endocannabinoids, those made within the body, phytocannabinoids from plants, and synthetic cannabinoids. So let's talk a little bit more about phytocannabinoids. Phyto, P-H-Y-T-O, phyto means plant. Phytocannabinoids are the cannabinoids natural occurring in plants like hemp. Many plants make cannabinoids, but hemp plants contain particularly large amounts of cannabinoids, with CBD, cannabidiol, being the most prolific. Now, what is an endocannabinoid? Endo meaning within. Endocannabinoids are cannabinoids produced naturally by cells in the human body. Now, you'll also read about something called terpenes, and terpenes are very, very important. And for many people, you might already know what terpenes are, but you might not know the name. Terpenes are compounds found in the essential oils produced by many plants. Think of it this way. It's what makes a lemon smell like a lemon, including cannabis. Terpenes bond with cannabinoids to turbocharge them, creating synergistic effects, otherwise known as the entourage effect. Different combinations of terpenes and cannabinoids have different effects. Now, this is something that you really do want to know. It's full spectrum, and you're going to see this a lot on products out there, and I personally am a 100% believer in full spectrum, because in my mind, I think the way that Mother Nature created things should be something that we should embrace. Now, the full spectrum means all of the good things that you get from a plant. The good things come from a wide range of cannabinoids, terpenes, antioxidants, nutrients, and other plant compounds present in the hemp plant. The whole thing. It can provide a greater effect than CBD alone, as all the cannabinoids work together as nature intended in what is known as the entourage effect. A recent study from Israel has documented the superior therapeutic properties of whole plant full spectrum cannabis extract over single molecule isolate cannabinol or cannabidiol CBD. So I guess if you're comparing apples to oranges, I like the idea, as I mentioned, of the whole thing together working in a synergistic blend where everything is working together rather than pulling one part out and expecting it to be able to do everything. So let's talk a little bit about this entourage effect. I've already mentioned it a couple times. The entourage effect is when the various compounds of a full spectrum CBD hemp oil are combined. Their benefit is greater than what you'd receive from each individual component. This is also why we call this, you know, synergy. You've heard that before. It's the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. There are over 100 identified compounds in the cannabis plant. While most of these compounds have their own therapeutic benefits, they combine synergistically to provide far better results. So, cannabis, we're hearing this word all the time. While many people consider cannabis and marijuana to be interchangeable terms, cannabis is actually a plant family with three different subspecies of which marijuana is one: cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, and cannabis ruderalis. So what is industrialized hemp, and where does this fall into place? Hemp, sometimes referred to as industrial hemp, comes from the non-psychoactive varieties of cannabis sativa L, which have, there's that number again, 0.3% or less of THC. Hemp is similar to marijuana in that they come from the same plant family, cannabis, but are genetically distinct and are different in their use, their chemical makeup, and cultivation methods. Sort of like lemons and oranges are both citrus fruit. So let's talk just quickly about hemp. A lot of people think that every time something that's getting this much media attention is brand new. Well, this is something that's been around a long time. Hemp has been cultivated by humans for over 10,000 years and is grown in many parts of the world, including North America today. Hemp plants produce nutritious seeds that are high in protein and have many uses, such as being pressed into healthy culinary oil. These seeds are also used to make hemp milk as an alternative to dairy milk. Hemp stalks are used for paper and textiles and can supply the base for green building materials and alternative fuel. Hemp is earth-friendly, a very, very earth-friendly plant that gives nutrition and nutrients back to the soil that it's planted in. It grows densely, so herbicide is not needed, and it's the perfect rotation crop. In addition, the crop grows rapidly and is ready for harvest in just a few months, making it highly sustainable and renewable. If you were to study and do a little bit of background on hemp, you would be blown away by the things that they can make out of hemp. I mean, the last time that I was in Colorado at a conference, and we were seeing things that were made out of hemp: dishes, cups, bicycle frames, materials, ropes. I mean, all these different things. And you think to yourself, this is amazing. And I think we have barely been able to scratch the very, very tip of the iceberg. And I'm just excited to see how many more things are going to come about with hemp and how many more great studies are going to be done on CBD. So what does CBD do in our body? Well, when we consume CBD, the cannabinoids and the terpenes act upon receptors within the body's endocannabinoid system, or the ECS. This means CBD helps to support our ECS as it controls our responses to pleasure, memory, appetite, sleep, coordination, and both sensory and time perception. CBD also attaches to receptors in the brain that are related to serotonin production, to receptors that are antipsychoactive, and to various other receptors that support our overall health. The way that I look at CBD and I look at the endocannabinoid system is the endocannabinoid system is our control tower of the body. It is something that basically is communicating with every other thing that's in our system and allowing us and affording us a chance of bringing things back to a better way of functioning. And that the CBD is something that's acting on that endocannabinoid system to give it its rejuvenation and its power and its strength to be able to do this within our body. And I get more excited about CBD all the time because, like I said, we're barely starting and the studies are rolling in real time. So what are the benefits of CBD hemp oil? Well, CBD has been the subject of many peer-reviewed medical studies in regard to various aspects of human health. However, due to DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1994, seeing that this is the 25th year anniversary, and their guidelines, we're not allowed to specifically state conditions that CBD may address. Encouraging to you, one of the best things you can do your own research. Consult with healthcare providers that are familiar with CBD and use PubMed.gov as a resource as newly published research is coming out in real time. And one of the best things I usually tell people is listen to your body. Try different kinds and see, you know, how your body reacts and how you respond. And, you know, people will talk a lot about their serving sizes. And my bottom line is low and slow. Start out very, very small dosages and serving sizes. You know, I like to call it a serving size because that's really what we're doing. When you start seeing a lot of print where they're talking about dosages, and I try to relate that more to medication. This is food. It's a supplement. So you're actually looking for the proper serving size for you. And I think that's really important to know. So touch on this again, because this is something that comes up all the time. What's the difference between hemp and marijuana? Just as lemons and oranges are citrus fruits, hemp and marijuana come from the same plant family, but are different in their genetic makeup, their use, and their cultivation. Some of the key differences. Hemp contains a negligible amount of THC, but it's higher in CBD. Remember, it's used in things like foods and dietary supplements, skin products, clothing, paper, and so many more. Marijuana is generally grown to have higher levels of THC because they want the psychoactive compound that gets you high. Marijuana generally has lower levels of CBD. Is CBD from hemp as good as CBD from marijuana? One of my favorite questions. And I think that is really, really important. As far as your body is concerned, CBD is CBD, regardless of whether it comes from marijuana or hemp, as the molecules look the same. Just as vitamin C molecules would look the same extracted from oranges and rose hips. It's important to keep in mind that hemp and marijuana are different subspecies of the same plant, Cannabis sativa L. A defining characteristic that makes hemp different from marijuana is its low volume of THC, less than 0.3%. That's that number. I think we should have t-shirts that put that out there, because you're going to see it a lot. And that's what you need to look with, because that is the legal limit of THC and CBD, and people need to be abiding by that. So make sure you're reading your labels. Another question that comes up all the time, with good reason, will I get high from CBD hemp oil? You won't get high from taking CBD hemp oil. It's made from industrial hemp, so it doesn't contain nearly enough THC for you to experience the high associated with marijuana. While there are trace amounts of THC in CBD hemp oil, your body couldn't physically consume the amount of it that it would need to ever get high. We're talking truckloads. And pretty sure you don't want to drink that much of any oil. How long does it take for CBD to take effect? Another great question. The uptake of CBD depends on several factors, such as your current state of health, your digestive system, and the amount or milligrams of CBD oil that you take. The best source of information on what to expect in relation to time and effect may come from talking to your healthcare practitioner. Or simply, like we just mentioned, listen to your body. Start low, monitor, keep a little bit of a log so you know what you're using, and listen to how your body responds. Our body talks to us every single day. Sometimes it's yelling and screaming at us, and we just don't listen. It's like when the brakes start squealing on your car, and you have a week that is crazy, and you're like, I cannot deal with this today, and you just turn up the radio. And it squeals for a couple days, and all of a sudden it goes away. A couple weeks later, it starts squealing again, and you're like, nope, this week is crazy, I don't have time to do this, and you just turn the radio up a little bit louder. And then it goes away. And then about a month down the road, you stop at that stop sign on your way to work that you stop at every day. And all of a sudden, you push the brakes and it's grinding and you smell burning and all this. And you're thinking to yourself, well, I guess I have to go now. So you go to the garage and your mechanic comes out and says, why didn't you come when this first started squealing? It would have been a simple brake pad job. Then you ask him, well, what is it now? And he goes, oh, it's everything. We got to do the rotors. We got to spin the rotors. We got to do this. And if we can't do that, it's new rotors. And your $100 brake job is going to cost you $800 now, because we didn't listen and we didn't want to pay attention. So we need to remember that as your body is talking to you, take heed. And when you're trying something new, listen. It will help you to determine your serving size, and at the same time, it will also help you listen to see how your body is reacting. So when will I notice some of the benefits when I take the hemp oil, and what will I notice, and will I notice? Well, once again, depends on the amount used, the frequency, and the length of use. Your body's metabolism, your weight, and your health all play a role in determining your response to CBD oil. Some people report a very, very quick response, while others, it takes a while longer. Definitely recommend chatting with your healthcare practitioner if you have any questions about how CBD oil, hemp oil may be working for you. And once again, listen to your body. You may be needing to work on progressively bringing up the dosage after a while, but do it slowly. There's no, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, so definitely kind of take your time and do it and listen to your own body. What may work for your friend or your coworker or your spouse or your kids or your neighbor may not work for you because there's a lot of different factors. And we'll talk about some of those when we talk about the products. What is the optimal time to take your CBD? When is the best optimum time? When? Well, it depends on you and your situation. As with any supplement, we recommend always talking with your healthcare provider. Your provider, assuming he or she is familiar with CBD, should be able to provide you with guidance on whether there is a specific time of the day that suits you for this supplement and best time for your CBD. I like using mine personally at night. Some people like theirs during the day. I have friends that use it night and day. I have some people that use it, you know, couple times a day. It really depends. It's so individual, but with individuality becomes flexibility. And I think that's a wonderful thing. What are the side effects of CBD? Well, CBD is generally well tolerated and considered safe. However, there's been a few side effects like diarrhea and fatigue and changes in appetite reported in some clinical studies. But we're still learning. And once again, some of those may have been due to things like dosage or just sensitivity. That's where that listening to your body really comes in. Is CBD hemp oil legal? Great question. Though there are still some legal hurdles, the passing of the 2018 Farm Bill in December cleared up the confusion on whether or not CBD and hemp are legal. So what does this mean? Well, hemp is now permanently removed from the Controlled Substance Act, the CSA. It is forever deemed an agricultural commodity and is no longer mistaken for marijuana. By redefining hemp to include its extracts, cannabinoids, and derivatives, Congress has removed hemp products such as CBD from the CSA, which is the Controlled Substance Act. This means the DEA no longer has any possible claim to interfere with interstate commerce of hemp products. Now, while state and tribal governments may impose separate restrictions or requirements on hemp or hemp products, they cannot interfere with the interstate transport. Hemp farmers may now finally be able to access needed crop insurance, which is amazing, and fully participate in the USDA programs for certification and competitive grants. This is a huge win for the farmers. The FDA continues to exercise jurisdiction over the regulation of ingestible and topical hemp products. This is important. CBD derived from hemp is no longer considered illegal by the DEA as long as it contains less than 0.3% THC. However, CBD derivatives that are put together from marijuana is still not legal on the federal level, nor are CBD products containing more than 0.3% THC. Will CBD oil show up on a drug test? Now, this is a really important question, because there are people out there that, for whatever reason, cannot use this within their job or their career. This is the idea and the information to take with you. It's unlikely, but it could. Hemp does contain a very low amount of THC, less than the legal limit of 0.3%, but it's highly unlikely the trace amount of THC in our products would show up on a typical drug test. However, much like when you eat foods that contain poppy seeds, there's a small amount of a possibility that it may. This probably depends on the amount of CBD you're taking, how long you've been taking it. Of course, it also depends on exactly what someone is being tested for. This is also true with culinary hemp oil and hemp products that could also contain trace amounts of THC. I would have open discussion with your boss and your management at your job, especially if you're starting a new job. And you can let them know, show them products you're using. Sometimes the open communication is important, and sometimes they just don't test for it. So I think you have to have the communication because all jobs are different. Can CBD cannabis cause allergic reactions? You got to remember, we can be allergic to just about anything. Anything. So it is possible to have allergic reaction to some plants. If you're quite sensitive to many plants and have allergic reactions to them, it's a good idea to consult with your healthcare professional or your allergist before using any new product that come from plants. It might be that you just have to start out with a fraction of the suggested serving size in order to see if you might react. But as always, talk to your healthcare practitioner and your allergist if you're overly sensitive. Can I take CBD with my prescription medication? This is one you always consult with your medical practitioner on, who's familiar with CBD, to make sure that there is no counterindication, because medications are very unique in their makeup. And some medications don't work well with other medications. That's why it's open to have, you know, a really good dialogue and keep a list of everything that you're using. Because sometimes we see different doctors, and there is no nationwide computer where all of your medications are in one big computer. So having this list when you go to a doctor or a new doctor will let them know what you're using so they don't make an assumption and give you a prescription that may counterindicate other prescriptions. So it's once again a great idea to have a communication and dialogue. How about giving CBD oil to my pet? Well, many veterinarians are now recommending CBD for animals due to positive studies regarding animal health. Check with your vet in regards to using any CBD with your pet, you know, and your four-legged critter fur baby. You know, you want to make sure you're giving them good things. But I'm feeling really, really comfortable with the way things are going with veterinarians and with the studies. So, you know, keep in tune with your vet and keep up to date. So we did talk briefly about the hemp farming bill. But I want to touch on one more thing, not to be confused with the 2014 Farm Bill. The Hemp Farming Bill of 2018 was introduced on a federal level by Senator Mitch McConnell in April and is being referred to as the Dream Bill by health advocates. The key reason for this is the bill will legalize hemp, not just stalk and seeds, but all parts of the cannabis sativa L plant with a concentration of not more than 0.3% THC on the federal level. The bill specifically deschedules all derivatives, extracts, cannabinoids, and seeds of hemp as long as those portions remain below the 0.3% THC, which will clear up the confusing gray area we are currently navigating with respect to the DEA. Provisions for this bill will also and have been added to the 2018 Farm Bill, which passed in 2018. So this is good, good information. So I hope that you'll take the time to read this or maybe pull it up online or go here to the Barlean site and you'll be able to pull up some good stuff. Are there terpenes added to your oil, to the Barlean's line? The organic Ideal CBD does have some very beneficial terpene sources added to the formula, things like extract of cloves and hops and black pepper. These are found on the label in the ingredient list. Terpenes are aromatic plant compounds that can influence our bodies using the aromatic compound. For example, the terpene called linalool is what makes lavender oil have a relaxing effect on us. The terpenes added to the organic CBD oil formula include a very important terpene called beta-carophylline, which binds to CB2 receptors throughout the body. So I want to talk briefly about some of the products that are available and how they've made it so good for you to be able to choose. When it comes to the line of products, the Barlean's line of products, there are liquid tinctures. There are capsules or soft gels, which we like to call them soft gels. And there are also the new Seriously Delicious emulsified products. Now, if you decide to use a tincture, most tinctures, obviously liquid form, the best way to use them is to put them under your tongue and hold them for 60 to 90 seconds. The way that I use my tincture personally, and this is the way that I think a lot of people try to do it, is use it at a time of the day when you're doing something else. Like, I like to put it under my tongue when I get in the shower, because I know that by the time I wash what hair I have left on my head, and by the time I get out of the shower, it's been a couple minutes. So I go ahead and I know I'm getting the benefit of the Extra Strength Ideal CBD tincture. 25 milligrams of CBD per serving, less than, of course, 0.3% THC, made from U.S.-grown hemp. This is full spectrum. Remember, we talked about that. Everything but the kitchen sink from the plant in a full spectrum. No artificial ingredients. It's third-party lab-tested for purity and potency. Gluten-free, vegan, has a little bit of a natural mint flavor. I love it. I like using being able to use the tincture. I've been a tincture person for a long time, so you might want to definitely keep this one in mind. You can definitely pick that up at Stay Healthy. She's got all the products there, so you can choose from them. The soft gels. Soft gels are great. Soft gels come in both a 25 milligram and a 15 milligram. Depending on you and what you're using it for and how your body's reacting. Some people start at the low and then they move up to the 25 milligram. I think it's a personal choice. I think sometimes as we get older, we respond better to capsules and soft gels because we remember them a little bit more effectively. I think sometimes when you're traveling, you might want to use capsules and soft gels. I think it just depends on the person. I think it just depends on what they're trying to do. And I feel comfortable that you're going to get great benefit from both. Now, today we live in a very, very crazy world. We live in a world where we're eating all kinds of foods. We're stressing out. We're our immune systems are not being supported like they should. We don't get enough rest. And what ends up happening is we start seeing related issues because of these things that we're doing. One issue that we see all the time that is affected by all of these plus other things in our life every day is our gut issues. We don't digest very well. And many times we think that when we take something in our mouth and put it under our tongue or we swallow it, that we're getting exactly what we think we're taking. That couldn't be farther from the truth. The surprising thing is we only get a portion of what we use orally from our supplements and many times your medication. Because things have to be processed and things have to be digested and things have to be broken down. Things have to filter through the liver. And, you know, by the time we finally get it to our systemic circulatory system, we're getting a lot less than what we thought. But for some reasons and for some medications, that's what they plan. They know what's going to be lost. So they basically know that the end result of what you're getting is enough for you. But with some of our supplements, it may not be. I was so happy when Barleans came out with the Seriously Delicious CBD Hemp Oil. You know, we talk a lot about having things in, you know, the best quality in our diet, using organic produce, you know, eating plenty of good, heavy-duty, complex carbohydrates, quality protein, drinking plenty of water, using a digestive enzyme and a probiotic if we need it to make sure we're digesting really well. But sometimes our guts don't give us what we should be getting. So if we can create an environment and a product that gives us a superior absorption because some of the work is already done before you even open the bottle in the product, doesn't that sound like it makes good sense? Seriously Delicious CBD Hemp Oil gives you superior absorption due to emulsification. It is a creamy taste and texture, less than 0.1% THC, made from U.S.-grown hemp. Full spectrum. Remember, everything but the kitchen sink from the plant is in there. Third party tested and absolutely delicious on your palate. The chocolate mint flavor is available at Stay Healthy right now. And I got to tell you that this is off the spoon deliciousness. I mean, just incredible. It is something that allows you to be able to savor and enjoy, and you want to just kind of make this taste sensation last as long as you can, because it is good. I remember at Expo this year when people were sampling the Seriously Delicious CBD Hemp Oil, the chocolate mint, and they were taking their little spoons and they were putting them in their mouth. And when you watch somebody's eyes roll back because the flavor is so incredible and the taste sensation to the palate is just exploding in your mouth, and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, I will have no trouble taking this. And they won't. Now, they've taken it a step further. Second flavor. And this will be available at Stay Healthy, I think, very, very quickly. I know it's being ordered. This is the new Seriously Delicious CBD Hemp Oil Lemon Drop flavor, and it is delicious. You're going to love the taste sensation that you get from this. It is delicious lemon drop flavor. It's emulsified, so we can get that superior absorption again. It's like the work has been done for us. You know, the way that I think about emulsification is it's taking the stress off an already compromised gut, and it's allowing you to get the benefit by bypassing areas that it may have, you know, had to go through. When I first started in this field 40 years ago, we didn't have any blends or combinations. You could not walk into a health food store and say, do you have something that might help me with my blood sugar? My doctor told me to maybe try to see if there's any formulations. No. There's a lot of studies that are out there. Remember, there was no internet, there was no smartphones, there was no computers. You might want to go to the library and do some research and pull up some herbal books and see if there's anything that, you know, you can use. And then we could try to find those individual nutrients. And then you could think about putting them all together and then hopefully guessing at the right dosage and hopefully coming up with a combination blend that might do really well. Talk about confusion. We didn't even know about blends and combination. They weren't even a glimmer in our eye. But then you fast forward 15, 20 years, now we have blends in combination. The guesswork was done for us. You can walk into a health food store like Stay Healthy and say, do you have a formulation that might help to support a healthier blood pressure or blood sugar or help my joints? Sure, they got lots of them. So you can see all these different things have been put together in one formulation so that the guesswork is all done for you and all you have to do is decide on the product. This is the way that I think about emulsified. The guesswork is done. It's all put together. It's full spectrum, so everything is in there. What do we have to do? Just take it and enjoy the benefits and sit back and think to yourself, not only was that delicious, but I'm getting all those benefits at the same time. And I think that that is really, really important. When I grew up as a kid, we learned a lot that if it tasted good, it couldn't possibly work. I remember my grandmother giving us cod liver oil and castor oil. It's not supposed to taste good. It's good for you. So a lot of us that are my age, we carried that with us. How could something so delicious work so well? It's supposed to taste terrible. No, it's not. That was that old school mentality. And I don't know. Maybe that's just the way we were brainwashed into taking some of that stuff when we were kids. Barleen's found not only a need, not only this amazing need that's out there for quality CBD products, but they're making sure that you have the availability to choose exactly the delivery system that will work the best for you. Be it a tincture or a soft gel or the Seriously Delicious CBD emulsified. Now in chocolate mint, and coming in lemon drop. Oh, I know they're going to be excited to get this at Stay Healthy. It's delicious. I got to try it. Oh my goodness, it's so good. I like to refrigerate mine, and then it's cold on the spoon. It's really, really, really good. So I'm hoping that I brought some clarity to you today. It does come down to asking questions, because information and education is essential when you're trying to learn something. There's a lot of information out there right now, and some of it is just, wow, off the charts, and people are making huge recommendations, which they shouldn't be doing, and huge prescribing situations, what they should not be doing. And I really do feel that we're going to get to the point where there's going to be some parameters put in line, and the companies that are doing it right, and there's some great companies doing CBD, and if they're doing it right, like Barleen's, they're going to be the ones that are here. Because isn't the bottom line, have the best of the best available for the consumer? I'm a consumer. I want to choose from the best of the best. That's how I decide on my probiotics, my enzymes, my multis. I pick the best of the best. When I want the best flaxseed oil, I buy the high lignin flaxseed oil from Barleen's. They've been making oils for 30 years. Of course they're doing it the best. When I want a fish oil, I use the fish oil from Barleen's because I know that it's going to give me what I need. You know, I choose the quality and the integrity because I want the best results for me. I don't want to just go through the motions. I don't want to take a CBD and think, yeah, I'm taking it. How do you feel? I feel nothing. I've seen nothing. No. I want to be able to see a difference. If I'm going to spend the money and drive to the store and I'm going to pick the best and I'm going to take it and I'm going to be consistent and religious about my daily regimen, I want to see and feel the difference. And I want you to feel and see the difference as well. I hope that you'll choose wisely. I hope you'll visit the Barleen's.com webpage and that you can pull up the CBD, pull up the frequently asked questions, scroll down, click on the question that you may have. I've touched on them, but you know, it always makes it easier when you're able to kind of read through it a little bit more. I want you to do more research. I want you to ask questions. I want you to go to Stay Healthy and talk with them because they're going to be able to educate you even more. Don't you want the benefits and be able to feel different and make a change? Our motivation is usually something that is stimulated and enhanced by seeing a difference and a change from where we were before we started, whatever that was we began. If you feel exactly the same and you notice nothing, there's no motivation there to stay with something. Now, remember, some things need time because you may have got a compromised gut. And it may take you a little bit longer, but that's another reason to choose the emulsified, the Seriously Delicious CBD. Be patient with your body and realize that we are all works in progress. And ask questions so that when you decide to get healthy, you choose the best products from the most high integrity companies that can make a dramatic difference in you and your overall health. Check out the products from Barleen's with CBD in mind. Their tinctures, their soft gels, their emulsified Seriously Delicious. You're going to love them. And I tell you what, who doesn't want to feel a little bit better? Who doesn't want to just, you know, be in a better state of mind and maybe just a better overall feeling of well-being? I think this world could use a lot of that. I'd like to put this in the water supply. All you got to do is turn on the TV and you see there's a lot of people out there not with a good sense of well-being and not in a good state of mind. So let's start with ourselves. Let's create a better sense of well-being within ourselves. And maybe that will gravitate outward as more and more people start to take care of what's going on at home first. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They will tell you everything you need to know about CBD and explain all the products from Barleen's and answer your questions. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They've got the best prices. They've got the best selection of the highest quality products. I send you there because it makes sense. I want you to have your questions answered. I want you to be able to feel good with your choices. And I want you to see a difference. That's why they carry only the best of the best. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And you got to give them a thumbs up on Facebook so you can stay in touch with them. Their daily posts are incredible. Remember, if you can't tune into me live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day, a great weekend. Check out the CBD. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.